News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there are plans to expand drone delivery services across Dublin. However, some residents have concerns over noise and safety. Mana has already made over 150,000 deliveries by air and says it has received 53 complaints only in 12 months. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been speaking with those who could soon have drones flying overhead.
I don't mind them coming out to Tala as long as they don't disturb my environment. It's probably the way of the future. Things flying your delivery, like, they won't have a problem with me. They don't disturb my peace and my environment.
Wouldn't bother me. I think it's great.
You'd like to see the drones?
Yeah, like, move on, you know what I mean? I can't understand how they're complaining about the noise. You know what I mean? Progress, go ahead, let them have their business.
And you live in Tala, so you don't mind if they were zipping around?
Not a bother, as long as you don't get in front of my van.
Here in Tala, there are mixed views on plans for a drone delivery service in the area. But not all drone users are happy with how airspace is allocated. Brian White runs Neptune Drone Services and is the chairperson of Drone Professionals Ireland. Brian wants to see greater consultation around the distribution of geographical zones.
Our main concerns of our members would be around the fact that it imposes further restrictions on our operations. You know, drone operations in general, you're fighting against the elements of the weather here, which is wind, rain, And even low sun in places causing shadowing. The implication of these geozones means that we have to submit an application to AirNav to get approval with 3 to 5 days in advance of carrying out the operation. Currently at the moment in the open airspace category, essentially if you're a registered drone operator, you can turn up on the day and you can fly your drone. That obviously has an impact on our business.
For your members and for yourself, it has to be said, you run your own commercial operation, so is it not just business at the end of the day? Like, is each individual not entitled to run their service if they're permitted to do so?
Yeah, I suppose. But I suppose this means that one operator then, the implication of their operation is imposing on everybody else's. So like that previously, we would have been able to turn up in day and fly. But now because one operator wants to fly in a BV loss, which is beyond visual line of sight, it means that for the safety of that operation, everybody else has to be put back in order to get their work done, like, so to get approval to get their work done. So it, like that, if you're fighting the weather, if you're fighting a deadline, that there's may not suit and you lose out commercially there.
So look, I suppose we can all agree that in the future there will be a lot more drones flying overhead. So what's the best approach, do you think? The fairest way, the safest way going forward?
Well, ultimately, like, you know, when U-Space is available for everybody, that's essentially a traffic management solution for the lower airspace, which means everyone could work and in harmony together. But currently that doesn't exist. To be fair to the IAA, I don't think they should be the ones who determine this on their own when there is wider implications for businesses, communities and stakeholders.
Currently, food, books and medicines are being delivered by air in Blanchardstown, but Glass Nevin and Tala could be next. Dublin City Councillor Cat O'Driscoll represents the Glasnevin area and is also the chair of the Planning and Urban Regeneration Strategic Policy Committee. Councillor O'Driscoll says there is still a lot of uncertainty among constituents.
So far it's very much been in the innovation space. Smart Dublin have a project on it. We see lots of things about how we can get deliveries better in a more environmentally friendly way, things like that. But we haven't really gotten to grips with guidelines on best practice, which I think are needed.
And you represent an area which has been suggested that there will be an expansion of drone delivery services. How are residents feeling? Are constituents looking forward to this, or are there still questions?
There's definitely concerns, the top one being safety. This is things that could be flying over public areas. We need to make sure that safety is paramount. Second would be privacy. Who has the right to fly over my home? And then also there's concerns about noise.
And with your role then with the committee, what would you like to see established, or what models do you think we should be following when granting access to commercial operators in an urban setting?
Yeah, we're not the first city to contend with this. We need to look globally at best practice. As a planning SPC, we can look at that, explore, maybe get some speakers in, see what would work for our city and put that through our democratic structures.
That was our reporter Josh Crosby there, speaking with those who could soon have drones flying overhead. Obviously, let us know what you think about that. I have never even seen one of these delivery drones.
No, neither have I.
It seems very space agey to me. It just does.
It does. I've interviewed Bobby Healy, who's the man behind Mana, on a number of occasions. They're mad yokes. I think they're going to become de rigueur. I think it's what's
probably
going to be the future of delivery. But like everything new, we have to have a complaint about it first. Yeah. Just so that we
can There probably are things that need to happen to make that safe and okay and all that, but I think it is too. I think our Chineses are going to be like arriving in little bags like and landing on our door. Like, it's just kind of nuts though. I don't know.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.